of the negatives or anything like that. It's all stuff you learn from, but like you said, you don't take losses if you learn from them. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to put it behind me and just keep playing.
Doug says he was not surprised at all with the performance that Carson had. A lot of people were wondering, hey, how is he going to perform? What about the level of maturity and poise that he showed out there?
I mean, I think I've been talking about it all week. You know, I said, you know, Carson's biggest asset is the way he competes against himself. You know, I think some of the best quarterbacks in this league have a chip on their shoulder. So when they go out and go play the game, whether it's practice, regular game, us just going throwing routes when nobody's looking, it's game reps for him. You know, he has a maturity about him that, you know, even if it's not crunch time, he's always treating it like it is. So then when you come out to a game, he just goes and plays, and it's easy for him. You know, like I said, I'm not surprised. His motto is AO1. If anybody knows what that means, it's just audience of one. So he doesn't let any of the outside stuff really affect him. He hones in on what he needs to do, and then he goes out there and perfects his craft. So I really want that surprise either. But at the same time, you don't want to gas the situation. We got to come back down and get back to work.
From a strictly quarterback putting the ball where he needs to, were there things that you guys were able to do today that maybe you couldn't do in the previous couple of seasons?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not about to talk about the previous couple of seasons. And I will talk about, you know, today. Carson came out and he put the ball in a lot of great places where he had to. I mean, specifically, you know, my touchdown catch and Nelson's, I mean, you can't throw those any better. I mean, he's putting them right where they need to be. You know, he's waiting till you get to break leverage on the guy. And then, so even if he tries to recover, it's too late. You know, so that's all about timing, accuracy, and then poise. Not getting rattled when you say, okay, I got the matchup. Let me rush this ball out here. He's taking his drop, and he's putting the ball where it needs to be. And then we just got to make sure we're there to make plays. I felt like Nelson came out, played a great game. You know, that to make that play on that type of corner, then you got to have that mindset that he's working on his craft. He's not worried about the fact that that's one of the best corners in the league against him. Nelson did his thing, and then Carson put it where it had to be. So I felt like that play was really really big for us. I think it really gave us a lot of energy.
You all took a lot of reps this week with Jordan, with Carson. So maybe did we make too much of this about getting familiar with a new quarterback and all that? You guys haven't been together in preseason.
I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot of reps that you guys don't see, obviously, you know, so. But I'm not going to sit there and downplay chemistry. Like, guys, this is just one game. Like, we're not about to go, oh, my goodness, this is one game. You know, we got to go back, correct the mistakes. I got to go back, see what I did wrong, try and correct those things. I know Carson's hard on himself, and he's going to go back and make sure he corrects some things. But at the same time, this isn't the Super Bowl. We got to put this behind us and get ready for Chicago. Now, was it a good outing? Did we come out and show some things? Yes, but we definitely got to be more consistent and continue to work.
Around that first route, what were you thinking? On the touchdown, what were you thinking as the ball was in the air?
Oh, it was man coverage, and he said he was going to go to me all week on it. We threw it twice, I think, in Thursday's practice. So, you know, he was telling me, hey, if they go man in this situation and you're inside, like, I'm throwing the ball to you. Like, I'll close my eyes and throw it. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll catch it. So there it was, man. So it was just great, you know, great communication all week. And then just that's the situation where I'm like, okay, I see the leverage. I see the coverage. I know the ball is coming to me. I just got to go make a play. So, Carson put it where it had to be.
There's a ball rookie that can coach you. I mean, we keep talking about the other rookie, but do you feel like you're playing for a head coach since the first game?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Coach Pearson went out there and he did his thing. Like I said, the best thing about Coach Pearson is just his authenticity. He's played the game, and not only has he played the game, but he's been in our shoes, you know. And when I say our shoes, he's playing the city of Philadelphia. And playing the city of Philadelphia is not like any other sports state. And then playing football here, it maximized that much more. So he's been in those trenches before. You know what I'm saying? So when I see him, it's not even as much as I see, like, you know, a coach. That's like, yo, Pops, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a blood brother right there. No different than the guys in that locker room. So, you know, sometimes Coach Pearson didn't even got to say much. We already feel that family vibe from him. So we just want to really go out there and win for him. I feel like that's his best asset. I feel like he called a great game. You know, obviously he's going to be hard on himself too. He's going to make sure he goes back, correct some things, but at the same time, us as a collective unit, we got to just hone in, realize, hey, it's one game, put it behind us, get ready for Chicago.
They were the ball to you over the middle. There's a flag on the play, you had two guys around you. He got hit, Carson did, while he was throwing it. You remember the play I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was a low ball, and you put it where you could get it. Was that throw in that play as good as it looked? I mean,
and I knew it was coming. Like, it's a man play on the front side. And backside is just, I'm just going and finding the middle void. But if they don't go man coverage, where they went big zone, and then the corner stayed under me and the safety was coming over top, I know the ball's coming. So I just kind of slow played it, let him read the front side. But I knew it was going to come. It was going to end up coming to me. So literally, I couldn't even see Carson. All I saw was the ball coming out. But that's just another play where it's like he's going through his reads. He's breaking down coverages. And then I'm backside of the play. Most of the time, backside, like, oh, ball's not coming to me. But all week, he's like, hey, if they go zone this, especially too high, it's coming to that backside dig. It's coming to that backside dig. You know, we never throw that in practice, but in the game, that's what we see. Boom. And he hit it. So, like I said, it's another testament to his maturity and then his ability to go out and implement things that he's seen in practice and worked on film and then go in and do it in the game. Yeah, because it's one game. You know, like I said, you know, I mean, I like to be excited. I love to go out here and win games. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, last year, we came out preseason and did great, and everybody like basically handed us the preseason Lombardi, and I'm like, what is this? It means nothing. Then we come out and don't do as well as we should during regular season, then it's off or not. So my thing is, I'd rather rest on the mindset of go out here, play as hard as you can, win the game, whatever, win, lose, draw, correct it, put it behind you, and go to the next one. But I'm not about to sit here and gas the situation like we just did something crazy. We came out here and played football. We were able to get a win. We got to go back and get another.
Do you draw anything from the fact that he targeted you probably more than any other receiver? Is that kind of the beginning of any type of chemistry you guys want to build?
I think it was just, you know, part of the game, some of the reads. I mean, I got put in some good positions to go out there and make plays, and, you know, Carson put it on me. I'm not about to sit here and just be like, oh, he's me and Carson. No, man, Nelson went out there, played a great game. I don't even think y'all know that. I think pretty much all Zach's balls he caught were conversions. I mean, it was like fourth and, I think, like, one before Nelson caught his touchdown. Fourth and four. And then, boom. Like, that's a huge play. You know what I'm saying? It came. I don't know Zach's whole stats for the game, but that's what you need your tight end for. That's bang, bang, slant, boom, on the money, first down. Now we take a shot and go score. So I'm not about to sit and act like, oh, it's just, nah, man. It's a whole unit. And it's a group of guys that honestly got to have one identity. It's got to be like the Spurs. You don't know who's going to score, but we all got to go out there and make sure we make plays for the guy calling the show.
Thanks, everybody. How has your relationship with Carson kind of built over the last, you know, maybe a month?
It's been cool, man. You know, I really like music. I don't really get into, like, you know, watching TV and stuff, so. You know, I was like, bro, like, what y'all listen to out in North Dakota? Because I don't know of any rappers from North Dakota. And so he was like, I was like, so what's your favorite album? And he was like, Jason Aldean. And I, you know, I went to school in Nashville, so I kind of heard Jason. So I was like, all right, cool. And it was the Dirt Road Anthem album, that one, My Kind of Party. And so I was like, all right, if I'm going to learn this guy's mindset, I got to listen to his music. So I listened to the whole album. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And then there was a song on there called, like, Flower States, and it made sense because – where he lives, the Flower State. Yeah, I ain't never been in North Dakota, so I kind of got the feel, like, kind of like who he is, you know what I'm saying? Like, humble guy from North Dakota. So I'm like, cool, I'm a humble guy from Alabama, but I was the country. But the bottom line is, though, I got to know him a little bit through that. And then I was like, yo, if I'm going to listen to Jason Aldean, you guys listen to a Kanye album, because you got to know why I'm the way I am. So he ended up listening to Graduation, I think. So we'll see, you know. But like I said, bottom line, we're trying to grow off the field, too, but we're definitely trying to get better on the field.